We have so many people that don't understand what's going on, don't understand the improvements, they don't understand the celebration that should be happening. And what we have happening today is that there's too much of the nation's food system, and I'm talking nation, United States, and Australia, because they are a parallel situation when it comes to agriculture and understanding food production. Too many of the decisions are based upon misinformation. And people think they know a lot about food, but too much of what they know isn't so. Somebody needs to set the record straight.
What are some of those common misnomers?
Obviously, I spend a lot of time on the animal abuse issue. People have a notion, and here we sit close to where a lot of live exports leave Australia, and it's a vital part of this nation's economy. It's a vital part of feeding the world, and yet there's been a lot of misinformation. And what we find is that people can take images and make them appear to be something that they're not, simply to harvest fear. And we need to stop harvesting fear. We need to bring people back to the reality. And the reality is that farmers today have found a way to improve the planet and improve human health through modern food production.
You've got to wonder why there is this disconnect, because everyone has contact with food fiber every day. So what is the US doing? What is the American farming community doing to overcome this country-city divide, which has been around for so long?
Not enough, to answer your question. But what we need to do is we need to empower the people who are involved in agriculture to be better advocates.
So these are the people on the ground, in the paddocks?
Exactly, the people in the paddocks. And I'm not talking about farmers going out and speaking in 40 states and 7 countries a year like I do. I'm talking about farmers being better listeners in all of their community activities. And when they hear somebody misspeak, address it and correct it. One person, one day at a time. The people who are the experts and land and livestock need to accept that responsibility and take care of it. Connect the dots, so to speak, with the consuming public. Do not rely on some other entity to do it. It will only be sustainable. The message will only be sustainable if each person that's involved accepts some level of responsibility of telling the story. It all starts at the grassroots level, and you cannot have your retail outlets telling the farmers what the best management practices are that will lead your nation to imported food like the European Union has done. That's a wreck. That's a wreck for the consuming public, not for the farming public.
So what do you think then is the number one greatest challenge facing the future of agriculture?
Making sure that not only the consumer but the elected officials understand these basic premises of assessing risk, that we don't have government policies trying to mitigate the risk to the point where there's zero risk because there's no such thing. I'm talking about GMO laws. I'm talking about how we have policy enacted to protect our animals. The farmers are the experts in those things, and they will do the right thing, as they have done. And I think one of the success stories that we all need to understand, that in 1900, just a short 115 years ago, it took 5 acres of land to feed a person for a year. Today it takes one-third of an acre. One-third of an acre compared to 5 acres. That's true sustainability, and that happened because the farmer was driving the ship. The farmer wanted to find a way for the next generation and his farm family to produce more with less.
Now, here in Western Australia, you may have heard that the mining boom is over and we're now entering a dining boom. So the future finance of the state does rest heavier on the shoulder of agriculture. Foreign investment has been quite a contentious subject in the farming community. What's your view on outside parties buying up farming infrastructure, land to produce food and export to their own countries?
I am very aware of that. I know, particularly even from a beef standpoint, Australia has seen Chinese emphasis coming in. We now have one-third of the pigs produced in the United States owned by a Chinese organization. Look, China has the world's population. That's obviously where the people are at that need to be fed. I'm not interested in shutting them down from investing domestically, whether it be in Australia or the United States. I would ask the question, why don't domestic entities see the opportunity to feed people like the other countries do? Why don't we invest ourselves into the essentials of life? We're not talking about a frivolous industry that people spend a little extra disposable income on. We're talking about the essentials of life: food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel. And the 7.5 billion people on the planet need to eat every day. We need investment to come to the forefront to make sure that we're a part of that.